you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I know you don't have to tell me you're having a wonderful, fabulous, a marvelous day, morning, afternoon, depending on where you are. You know, I am Dr. Renee Sunday, and I have the awesome opportunity of being your host for Good Deeds. You know what we do here at Good Deeds? We are here to help you share your light with the world, share your message with the world. And people say, what is that light you're talking about? The light is your dreams, goals, your passions, your purpose. The reason that you actually tick, the reason that you actually up all night sometimes, because you are walking in your purpose. But the thing you have to always remember is, yes, your purpose is for you. People can do similar things. I tell people when they actually have an interview with Dr. Renee Sunday, that's going to be the awesome, fabulous, marvelous, because it's with me. And I'm not boasting. It's just I bring my personality. And guess what? You can do the same thing as being a media personality. You can do the same thing as being a coach. You can do those things. But guess what? You bring your A-game. You bring your personality. And that's what makes it actually amazing, because all of us have our own DNA. All of us have our own purpose. All of us have the things that has been predestined in our life that we actually, you know, I'm going to say it, don't stop. We got to get it, get it. So the things that make you gleam inside, that's what we got to do. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's what we got to do. But we actually have to do it together, because you cannot do it by yourself. Yes, everyone said they want to do a collaboration, but just think about it. The collaboration has to be on both sides. Both parties have to give. Both parties have to receive. And together, they make a beautiful harmony of music, because they are impacting other people. They are making their purpose seen, and the light is shown all over the world. So that's what I just got to say. That is what I wanted to say today. But today, we have an awesome young lady. She is the author. She's an intuitive life coach. So we actually going to find out some more things about the things we need to actually step out in life, the things that we actually need to put in place that we actually can walk in our purpose. And we don't want to delay it. We're going to get her right on in here. We want to welcome none other than the author, intuitive life coach, Monica Garrison. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Welcome to Good Deeds. How you doing?
I am fabulous. Thank you for having me today.
Well, we're not going to delay things. Tell us, you know, I always tip the iceberg on what I said. Just tell us a little bit more about yourself and the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Sure. As you mentioned briefly in your introduction about walking in your purpose, for me, walking in my purpose meant stepping out there as an intuitive life coach. My background is in human resource management, and that has been my career for 13 years. As recent as 3 years ago, the calling of wanting to mentor, to coach other people became so strong that it just really took over my life. And on that spiritual journey to loving myself and finding myself, I wrote my first book, Journey to Loving Me, Lessons Along the Way. And I wanted to share my story of self-love, of self-worth, of encouragement to other people that I am sure can relate to my story as well, of child abuse, of growing up in a home with an alcoholic stepfather. And that has been what the bridge has been about for me, of trying to connect to more like-minded people that share the same passion in life that I do. And it has been a wonderful transformation for me for the past 3 years, and I have just been excited about where my career is going, some of the opportunities that has been afforded to me by stepping out there on this newfound purpose in life for me. It has created such wonderful peace within myself, but also with my children as well. How I feel reflects how they react, and it has been a blessing. And I can't speak enough on how this has really improved my quality of life.
Now, you have said a lot there. Let's circle back a little bit. Now, because the thing that is so amazing that I love is when people say that they're in their purpose. But and I know we, and ladies and gentlemen, you know how I feel, you have to get the book. But touch on just briefly, I love when you said your newfound purpose. So step back, where you were back then, we're going to just say, or before you could say your newfound purpose, then at that time that you think you were in your purpose, kind of tell us, you know, we got to get the book right. But the thing about it is, yeah, I think a lot of people miss that. So talk a little bit about that, because that's interesting, because sometimes you think you're in your purpose, but wait a minute, you got to have that newfound purpose.
Oh, absolutely. I thought that by going to school, because that's the thing to do, it's instilled that you need to get an education, you need to go to school. And I have a degree in human resource management. I have a degree in business management. And I went to school, back to school, for yet my third degree in organizational leadership with a concentration in training and development. And halfway through the course, I stopped and just said, what am I doing? It wasn't fulfilling. It wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. Although I love to connect with people, being in human resources keep you stifled in a way that I'm not able to share a lot of information with them because you are bound by policies and procedures and regulations. And so for me, when I started off my career, I thought that that was what I wanted to do. But 13 years later, I realized that I was burned out by the end of the day. I realized that it was not fulfilling. It was more of a daunting task to get up every day and spend 50 to 60 hours of my life thing that had no fulfillment whatsoever. It was really starting to be more of a burden as opposed to a pleasure. And so while on my journey to loving me and writing my book was when I really discovered what gave me life again, what woke me up. There are days where I am not in the bed until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning because I am working. And to me, it's not even working. I'm creating. I'm able to be as creative as the sky is the limit. There isn't any hold back on what I create, what programs I generate, how I present my information to my clients and to the speaking engagements that I'm involved in. That is, to me, is what feeds my spirit. It's what wakes me up. It what drives me. It's what motivates me. And to me, that is where I felt that over the past 3 years, I have found my new purpose. And it has been a joy for me.
Wow. I want to ask this because you said this, and of course, it's more information in your book, of course. But when you said that I know you said you were burnt out, but were there any other clues, I want to say physically, because a lot of times we don't listen to what people say, that, you know, people that God brings in our life to say that we need to make a change. But in regards of the body, because a lot of people may not listen to the outside, may not even listen to their own mind, but we tend to listen when we actually have a physical concern in regards of saying this is not working. Can you speak on that? Because I think, unfortunately, we as people, that's what we go more by when it's our body. Then we say, oh, we got to do something.
Sure. I think the turning point for me, and it was 5 years ago, I was in a marriage for 10 years, and one day I just woke up and said, this is just not fulfilling anymore. It was more, I was miserable, I was unhappy, and I felt shackled. I felt chained in an unhappy relationship. And I stayed in a relationship because I thought it was the best thing for my children. And I put aside my personal feelings, my personal happiness for the sake of a relationship that was not sustainable. I was not happy, and I felt at that time that my spouse wasn't happy as well. We had a conversation and mutually agreed that it was time to end the marriage. And so that started on the path of me discovering who Monica L. Garrison was, because up until that time, I was a mother, a daughter, a sister, a friend, but who was I? And I didn't know who I was. I have to be quite honest. I felt so lost in the world. I felt that I didn't value myself. Not only did I not feel it, I know that I didn't because of self-talk and the way that I treated myself. I came last. Everyone else was more important. Other people had more authority over my own life. I valued the opinions of others as opposed to listening to my own intuition, listening to that voice within me, that I lost touch with God and having that connection with Him, and I just felt really lost in the world, and I needed to connect again, but I wasn't quite sure on how to connect. So I started reading anything I could find, you know, connecting with people, going to seminars, doing research online, reading books, anything that would fulfill me. And again, that still wasn't enough. So it took me to have to go back to the basics of prayer, of meditation, of trying to find that connection that would help me because I was really lost and I was asking a question that a lot of my clients and people that I know that I'll ask, what is my purpose? Why am I here? And how can I find happiness and peace? And we do what we think society wants us to do. We do what we think our family will love and appreciate and accept us. But what really is at key is how do you feel about yourself? What are your values? What do you want to see happen in your life? And it's a tough process to go through. And most often people are afraid to do that because they don't want to lose friends. They don't want anyone to judge them. They don't want to be ridiculed. And I, too, was in that same position. And so for me, it was just enough. I finally was fed up. I was unhappy. It was during that time that I don't want to take too much away from the book, but my mother was diagnosed with cancer. And it was at that turning point in my life that here I am going through a divorce. I have children that I'm trying to raise. I'm trying to figure out who I am. And now my mother is diagnosed with cancer. And if it has ever affected anyone of having a family member become diagnosed with cancer, it affects everyone. It's not just the person who's diagnosed with that illness, with that disease. It affects a lot of people. And so it became so personal that I find peace within myself. And that created the person that is here today on, you know, being able to provide my story of inspiration in hopes that someone else, even if it's just a glimpse, even if it's just a little bit of something that I said, that can nudge them to step out there to create that happiness, that peace, or that purpose in their life. If something I can say that can encourage them, then it's all worth the while of me doing what I do every day.
That's powerful. And ladies and gentlemen, you have to look at the book cover. Oh, my God, it's just so powerful. It puts you in that peace, that serenity, that actually really loving yourself. And I love the title because for some, I'm going to say some, you know, maybe it's, you know, I think it was John, Zach Canfield said that. I think that's who said it. I like to give credit where it's due. It's about 99%, I think he said, percent of people in the world have something in their past that they don't like, you know, from domestic violence to molestation to, you know, lonely, abandoned in the, you know, in the system, and I'm not belittling what I'm saying. I'm just making some out, but self-esteem, confidence, et cetera, that's 99%. So we have, unfortunate or fortunate, however you want to put it, I'm not judging anybody because I can't do that. all of us got something. All of us have, you know, I preach the sermon because all of us have issues, quote unquote, a problem. So that means that 1%, I don't think we'll ever meet that 1%. But the thing is, what he was saying, I want to just bring out is you got to get past that. And I think that that's what amazing thing that you were trying to tell us to do, because we can't get past anything unless we love ourselves before we can actually love somebody else. And in order to do that, we actually need to do that first before we can walk in our purpose. But what I want to tie in with the awesome book that you have that we actually, you know, Journey to Loving Me, I want to ask you this. How have you tied this in? And I know it's just a divine how this has tied in with you being an author and also the intuitive life coach. kind of explain that branch, because to me it's divine and magnificent of how it has been orchestrated in your life.
Well, this is a very funny story, but true story. I have always been able to hear spirit and to receive information, but I would never use the information. And as a very young girl, my great-grandmother, who passed over and was gone, she would come back and visit me. And I could not understand why no one else in the house could see her, I could hear her, she could talk to me, I was still able to communicate with her, and no one else was not. Well, over time, I just thought it was weird and it's not acceptable, so I did not explore that spirituality, that spiritual side of me, until later in life. My grandmother, she died, and when she died, she came to visit me, and then in 2011, my father died, and I was close to my dad when he was living, and it was through having them come to visit me again later in life that said, this is your purpose, and I was kind of directed that you need to move into this path, that I began to accept that this is who I am. I was so ashamed. I was embarrassed. Only very few people knew that I had the ability, because I didn't want to be ridiculed. I wanted to be normal. I wanted to fit in. I didn't want to be judged. And I finally said, I have to stop denying that part of who I am, because it is who I am. And of course there are going to be people that's not going to like me, that's not going to accept it, but that is not something that I have to worry about. What was more important is that I loved myself, and I appreciated and accepted who I was. And because of that, it has just opened up this world that was new to me, because I had denied it for so long. And when I started writing my book, Journey to Loving Me, I had never said, I love you, to myself. How often do we say it to other people and to our spouse and to our friends and family, but how often do we say it to ourselves? How often do we show love to ourselves? The reality, we're not really taught how to love. You know, we're taught how to hate. We're taught how to pass judgment, but how are you really taught to love yourself? And I have my youngest son is 6, and every morning we do a routine of affirmations. And one of his affirmations is, I love myself. And I teach that. And that's where it begins. It begins in a home. And each person that I can touch and I can meet and I can have a conversation with, the number one thing that's so important and so great is that we create from the inside out. And if the inside world and who you are, the essence of who you are, it's something that's like a tornado, something that even you yourself have not accept or come to peace with, then how can you explore that outwardly? How can you have that, the what you're looking for, the peace, the happiness, the joy and love to show up in your life, if you yourself inside in your darkest moment don't even love yourself and don't even value who you are as a person, because you are important and you are unique. And that's okay if not everybody will accept you. But what matters is that you accept yourself. And so for me, that has been my platform on what I speak about. That is what I coach about, what I mentor about. I'm very passionate about mentoring to young girls between the ages of 13 and 17. I feel that that is such a critical age group to capture those young girls that are out there who feel that in order to be accepted, they have to be promiscuous. They have to date certain guys. They have to do certain things because the culture said that, or the music that they're listening to suggests that type of behavior. That is not true. And that is what my mission has been about and what I have been so passionate. And I am currently working on my new book that hopefully will be out in the fall. That will be in, that's entitled Living Without Regrets, because I think so often we live with regrets and shame, and I want us to get over that, and I want us to learn how to love ourselves and value ourselves. So having Journey to Loving Me, I share the story of how I became to get to a point in my life where I felt at peace, where I no longer relied on the thoughts and judgments of others, that Monica was important and what I had to say was important, and that it was okay for me to be different and it was okay for me to be unique. It took a lot for me to get to that place. And it took a lot for me to even be able to have this interview with you to share my story without having shame. I no longer have the shame of being an intuitive coach. To me, it's the most beautiful thing, and I am living in my purpose, and what matters is how I feel about it. And it's through that exchange that it has allowed me the ability to share my story with others.
I really want to point out two things you said, and I hope it kind of blew me a little bit because it's so on point and people missed it. That one, the two words, let me say them before I forget. One is journey, and two, the other one is process. And because I think we as people, we want, you know, everything is click a button. Everything is go to two windows, the third window, or maybe that second window, we have a product. And life, what we call as life, is not, everything is not like that. I mean, we get upset when we go to the second window and they don't have our food ready by the time we pull up. And we can't be that way. But what I really like that you said is, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about branding for a minute. Everything that Monica is doing so wonderfully, it goes around the umbrella of you loving yourself and branching out, because that is very powerful. God has put so many things inside of us, gifts, talents, things. And you know how the old people say, stir up the gift. But you got to make sure you love yourself and know that you are uniquely made, and then you actually can extend those things. But the reason I wanted to say those two things, because everybody's journey, number one, and everybody's process is different. But the key is quitting is not an option. Don't you think so, Monica? Because I think a lot of people, especially right now in this world, we think about quitting or we quit, or we have lost hope, or we right on that edge of losing hope.
I agree with you. It is a process, and oftentimes it takes more than one try to get it right. Sometimes it takes 10 tries. It's just a matter of working at it and doing it. And at the same time, when you're working on a process, it's not something that takes a month. It may take a year. It may take 2 years, but you can't give up. And there have been many nights that I've cried myself to sleep and have just been so upset and, you know, disappointed with the outcome of what I perceived is not happening in a time frame in which I want it to happen, and it's not moving quickly. I had to readjust and reassess and look at things from a different perspective, from a different lens, which has yielded me the opportunity to be able to take a step back when I need to, and just to say, you know what, Monica, it's time to take a break and revisit this in a day or two when I feel that I'm overwhelmed or overworked or I'm feeling like nothing is working in my favor, but everything is working in your favor, whether you see it or not, it is, and it is a process. And you cannot skip a step. No matter how bad you want to go from A to Z, you can't. It's not realistic, and it doesn't happen that way, but it will. You just have to believe and have faith and keep going. And that has really have kept me going from day to day, to be quite honest. It's just one day at a time, one moment at a time, and to be in that moment and appreciate it.
Oh, Lord. And ladies and gentlemen, you know when I laugh, you know I know it's so powerful that it's just laughter because to my soul, because this is a young lady saying this. I mean, young people, and I have seen it firsthand, young people have concerns and you know, I hate to say the word problems, but we have ups and downs. We do have trials and tribulations. And the thing about it is it's a process. We want everything, especially the millennials, they want everything lickety split, and everything in life is not like that. You have to always, and I always tell my family, my niece and nephew, you are special. You're different. You're going to think different from other people, and don't have any condemnation. Don't try to beat yourself up. That's the point I'm trying to say. But, oh, my God, I've had so much of powerful. This is what I want you to do, Monica, because I feel heavy in my spirit about this. I really believe someone is listening live or even the archive that say, okay, I hear what you're saying, but the information you have in your book, the things that you, products and services that you offer, is it really, 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 is it really going to help me this time? Because I'm fortunate, unfortunate, and I tell people, yeah, you will approach people, and they always ask me, how do I know I'm at the right coach? Well, and I have found out in my journey process that you have peace about it, that you actually have a connection spiritually with them. You may not, you know, recognize it's a spiritual connection, but it's a peace or joy that's there. And when they say, you know, investment, you're going to make it happen because you're tired of being in this valley that you're in. But I want you to speak to the audience about that, because someone, I just feel it, that someone maybe live or even in the archive is saying, you sure, Monica, that this time that I can trust someone with my secrets, that I can trust someone that they can actually hold my hand and guide me closer to my purpose. And after you address that, please, please tell us how we can contact you, how we can get your products and services, and how we can connect with you on social media.
Sure. To answer your question, the first part, I think that it's intuition. Let's just be honest. We all have a gift whether we use it or not, but it's just this sense of knowing that, you know, the spirit talks to you and it pulls you in a certain direction and you are drawn to something someone said. And I believe that everyone, whether it's in the archive or listening live to the show, that they were brought to the show, led to the show. They were curious about me as an author, wanting to hear my interview, or whatever the case may be. We are here together for a reason. And if that one person is having that thought, what is it that's going to make you different, then you ask yourself that question. What is it about Monica that I'm drawn to, that I'm interested in? For me, I am genuine. For me, I have had so many life experiences and so much that I have been able to offer just from a not only spiritual but from being a parent, from being someone that's divorced, from someone that has done the work, has, you know, gone through the process, who has invested time and money into other coaches and into other programs. I, too, have been right where you are at today, and I understand what that means and what that feels like. And for me, each client, I want to empower them, and it's important that we give that power back. I have no authority over anyone's life, but what I do is assist, and I get clarity with them on what is important, and we get to I like to call it meat and potatoes. You know, sometimes we are upset or we feel that what the problem has manifested in our life, sometimes and oftentimes that's not even the case. What's really at stake and what's really the issue is what happened in the past. And when you can heal that past as opposed to putting a Band-Aid on it, then and only then do you truly heal, and then you truly are able to let go and move on. But if all you're doing is putting a Band-Aid on it and you're looking for someone to just make you feel good for the moment, to give you positive inspiration, that's not enough. It requires you, the person, to do the work, and me as a intuitive life coach, I work with you in order to assist you to move forward on your journey and on your path, but it requires partnership, and I love to partner with people in order to give you that power and encouragement that you need to move forward. The way that you can reach me is through my website, MonicaLGarrison.com. You can also find me on Twitter at MonicaLGarrison. Instagram, Monica_L_Garrison. You can also find me on Facebook at Garrison Monica L. If you want to send personally an email to me, everything is simple. It's my name. So it's Monica@MonicaLGarrison.com is the way to reach me.
That's another branding tip he throwed out for you guys. Yeah, be consistent as much as you can. I know it's hard on some names because, you know, there's several people. Like my case, it's three Renee Sunders in the world, amen. So,
yeah.
So you have to keep your branding together. But I thank you. We thank you for taking time out
thank
and being
you.
Here with us on Good Deeds. And for sure, we just thank you for being in your purpose.
Thank you for having me. It has been a pleasure.
You're welcome. Woo, ladies and gentlemen, I know you ain't got to say that. Another powerful session with this awesome, beautiful young lady. Now, please connect with her. If you missed the information, it'll be on our Facebook pages, our Instagram, Twitter, and also on our website. We'll have the replay up shortly. And I forgot to announce that actually Good Deeds Radio Show is now on iTunes. So you can actually go over there to see Good Deeds. I forgot that, but I said it now, so amen. And we also on Speaker. We also on SoundCloud, a lot of different platforms we own. But the key is to remember that you do have a reason you were born. You have a reason that you actually are here right now. Remember the three things. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You got to don't stop, get it. Now, our website, you know, is ReneeSunday.com. You know the first part, www.ReneeSunday, SUNDAY.com. We love you, love you, love you. We'll see you next time. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Bye-bye.